Our scripture text today comes from Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13, and I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." And the centurion answered, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, "Truly, I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you according to your faith." And the servant was healed in that hour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I've been fortunate enough to live in some different places and travel to different places. And so I've always enjoyed going and experiencing new things and being far away and seeing things that are different. But there's always, even as powerful and as interesting as it is to go and to experience something, there's also equally the power of coming back home. It's always just good to be able to come home. I was on a backpacking trip. It was just a one-night kind of thing and camping out in the woods and all of that. And then I was hiking back to my car and hiking out of the wilderness area. And as I was hiking out, it was about midday, and there were some people that were coming in for a day hike, and they saw me with my pack and all my stuff. And they said, did you camp out there last night? And I said, "Yes, I did." I said, "But I'm ready to go back home." What a powerful notion that is, to go home. To come home. My mom used to say, I think I've mentioned this before, when my sisters and I got out of the house for school and when we moved away, she would often say around Christmas, she'd say, "I want you all home and in your jammies." There's something about that, home and in pajamas, not going anywhere. That's what she wanted. She wanted us back home. There's so many wonderful songs about that, especially around holiday time. There's no place like home for the holidays, or I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Something so powerful about that notion of being home. Now, this story, which I just read to you, is really interesting to me, because Jesus is fixing a problem at a home, but he also talks about how God is trying to bring us all home. A centurion goes to Jesus. Now, a centurion would have been a military officer in the Roman army, someone who commanded 80 to 100 people, century, just, you know, the 100, the notion of centurion. So he's a man with some authority, and he has a servant who is ill. And so he asks for Jesus' help. Now, the centurion would not have been a part of Jesus' people, would have been a Gentile, a non-Jewish person. But he asked for Jesus' help nevertheless. And the centurion and Jesus says, "Okay, yes, I'll be glad to help you." And the centurion says, "I'm not worthy to have you come home with me, Jesus." But he says, "Speak the word, and my servant will be healed." Because he says, "I know how it works." He says, "I have people under my authority, and I'm under authority." He says, "I say to one, 'Go this and do this.'" And so what he's saying is, "Okay, Jesus, I know you have the authority to do this. Just say it, and it will happen." Now Jesus grants the man his wish. He heals the servant. Now, the story could end there. Jesus offering healing, and that's that. And that's how many of Jesus' healing stories are. He meets someone in need and offers healing. But Jesus goes on to commend this man for his faith. He says, "Truly, I tell you," he says, "in no one in Israel have I found such faith." And he says, "I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He's saying, you have extraordinary faith. And he says, even though you're not part of my people, he says, I know that many will come from far away and will be brought home to eat at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what it's like to be far from home? And I'm not talking about that you're on a trip far, far away, or you've walked a long way from home and you got a long way to go back, or anything like that. But spiritually, do you know what it is to be far from home? When you're spiritually far from your connections, where there's a great distance between you and what you know is good and right, where you look at your life and you look at it and it seems like you've wandered away from home, you've wandered from the path, and you look at your life and you say, okay, what I'm doing in my life, you know, it's not good, it's not healthy. What around you is not encouraging you. What you takes up your days, you know, is harmful spiritually to yourself and to other people. Do you know what it's like to be far from home? It's kind of like the story of the prodigal son. You know the story. The prodigal son asks for his half of the inheritance, and then he goes to the far country. And we don't even need to know where this far country is. The place isn't named because we get it. You understand what the far country is. And you can be in the far country and still be at home physically, where spiritually, you're far away from home. You're far away from what's good and right. Where you look at your life and where you are and you think, how did I get to this place? How did I get to the place where everything in my life is spiritually foreign to me, where I'm surrounded by greed, jealousy, resentment, where I'm no longer faithful to the promises I made to family and friends, where my heart is full of hate and resentment rather than the thankfulness of home? Do you know what it's like to be far from home spiritually? Where you're in the far country, far from what is good, far from what is home. Well, here Jesus in the story, he meets someone who says, "Oh, okay, Jesus, I'm not worthy to have you come into my home." And Jesus says, "You know, I'm welcoming people at home in your home already. If you realize it, do you know what it's like to come home? I mean, that sense of coming home is what Christmas cards and the Hallmark holiday specials and all of that, what all of that is made of. I mean, the something about it is a little hokey, I realize, but yet the notion is so powerful. Imagine it, you've been far from home and you're dropped off by the taxi cab in front of the home that you know so well. The lights are on, the front porch light is on, the walk up to the porch is swept of the snow. And you don't need to knock or ring the doorbell because the door is unlocked and you're welcome there. And maybe outside that door, you knock the snow off your boots and you open up the door. The warmth of that place hits you. It's not some cold, abandoned place, but it's warm and welcoming. Maybe there's the smell of something baking that hits your nose. Maybe the smell of cinnamon, something being baked with cinnamon. And the dog runs to you because the dog knows you. We had a dog when I was a teenager, and when I went away to college, and I'd be gone for a couple months, and I'd come back, and that dog would run to me and go crazy with excitement. I mean, it never forgot me, would run to me and jump around me and lick me, give me a kiss. And that unconditional love and excitement over my presence, which only, you know, it seems like dogs can do that. And that dog, as you open the door, runs to you and gives you that unique love of the dog. And you set your bags down. Someone in your family sees you and says your name. And there's something so beautiful about your name being spoken by someone who knows you and loves you. And you hear your name spoken and you know you're at home. You know what it's like when you've been far away to come home? Well, here Jesus, he encounters someone who says, okay, I'm not worthy to have you come home with me. And Jesus, in a way, is telling me, saying, you're already home. You know, I've never found faith such as the faith that you have. This guy is an outsider, but Jesus says, you know what? You're at home. And Jesus says, too, I'm gathering people home. He says people from all over will come and sit at God's feast when it's all said and done. And Jesus says, you know, the faith that you have, you're a part of that home. You're home there. Well, people of God, can I invite you to come home? Can I invite you to come back home? And by that, I don't mean you have to go somewhere that you grew up, or you need to get in a car or a plane to go someplace. You can stay right where you are, but yet I want to invite you to come back home. Come back to who you are and who God made you to be and what is right and good and blessed. Come back to that. Come back home. If you've been in the far country spiritually, and all of us have been there a time or two, and for all of us, there's a part of us that's there wherever we are. But if you've been in the far country spiritually, away from what is good and right, come back home. If you find yourself far away from your spiritual home and you say to yourself, how did I end up this far away? Well, come back home. If you've taken up residence among resentment and jealousy and grudges and lies and unfaithfulness, well, come back home. If you've journeyed far away from what you know is right, if you haven't been true to yourself, if you haven't been the person who God wants you to be, if there's regret and hurt and disappointment with your life and with yourself, well, you can still come back home. So come home. I love how the singer Mary Chapin Carpenter, she says in her song Jubilee, she says, I can tell by the way that you're standing with your eyes filling with tears that it's habit alone keeps you turning from home, even though your home is right here, where the people who love you are gathered. Under the wise wishing tree, may we all be considered, then straight on delivered down to the Jubilee. Because the people who love you are waiting, and they'll wait just as long as need be. When we look back and say those are halcyon days, we're talking about Jubilee. If you've been far away, if you're living in the far country, if you feel like where you are, where you don't need to be, well, Christ welcomes you to come home. Amen.